Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do an intro.
Right. Okay. Check, check. One, two, check.
All right, who's got the episode name, fuckers?
Welcome to episode Nicely Tanned Scrotum.
How does that happen?
Hard work.
No pun intended.
Okay, I think that's good. Well,
you'd like a nicely tanned scrotum, Warren, or you have one?
Yeah.
Which?
Yourself?
I have one. It's not from the sun, though. Heat lamp.
Is it yours?
You just have access to it.
Yeah.
It's my spare one.
It's always nice to have a spare scrotum.
Yeah.
Welcome to Urban Legend, believe it or not.
You're all familiar with the TV program Scooby-Doo, correct?
Yes.
Yes?
You lost me. Oh, no. I do remember it. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, it turns out that originally Scooby-Doo wasn't a dog. In the actual pilot of the show, Scooby-Doo was a walking pile of shit.
Wow, what? That's interesting.
Yeah, that, and he was actually, they actually even in like, initially they called him Scooby Doo Doo, but that's what's short.
Scooping Doo?
Yeah, it's shortened to Scooby Doo.
Interesting.
You're fucked.
Totally untrue.
No, no, it's true, but it didn't test well, so they thought, well, maybe we should just make him a dog.
It didn't test well.
Whose idea was it to put that big of a nose on a big walking pile of shit?
Did it look like the current Scooby-Doo, but it was just let it like they just told people that it was a pile of shit?
Well, it was the same color.
Okay.
And
vaguely
less,
the same shape.
But less dog-like.
Right.
More like kind of like
shit-like.
Yeah.
More pile of shit-like.
Yeah. They had pretty good drawers at the time.
Really?
Yeah.
They didn't guys that could draw a round blob?
Yeah. Well, with a mouse, it's not that easy.
I was going to say, they clearly didn't use their talents on the rest of the characters in the show.
No.
If they're such talented drawers. Including Scooby-Doo in the end.
What?
Well, I'm just saying that those characters don't seem like they're drawn by somebody with a huge amount of talent, but I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know much about cartoons, so. Like, you're implying that they were really talented because they could draw a pile of shit?
With a mouth.
Is that what you're saying? With a mouth.
Okay. And eyes.
Ooh. That's impressive.
See, now I'm interested.
So, why is it big talking pile of shit?
You've rendered Luke speechless. He doesn't even know what he's talking about anymore. He's just mumbling.
Why was it a pile of shit? That's the part I don't get. I'm not speechless. I just don't get why the character is a giant pile of shit.
Because I guess his name was Scooby Doo-Doo.
It was
like, doo-doo like shit.
And it was groundbreaking.
No, that's not a reason why a character is a pile of shit. That's his name. I don't think they said, okay, we're going to have these character names. What should the guy whose name is Scooby-Doo-Doo, what should he be? Oh, let's make him a pile of shit.
Yeah. Well, no,
it might have happened that way.
No, that's
not. That may not be your creative process, but it may have been there.
I can't believe John's defending me on this one.
Well, I'll admit that I think that the entire thing is total bogus bullshit, but I'm just saying that, you know, I don't know that Luke knows their creative process any more than any of the rest of us do. Maybe they did think up the names and then decide who, you know, maybe they thought up, what was one of the girls' names there? Was it like Veronica or something?
Well, that's Archie.
Oh, yeah.
Betty was the other one.
Was that an Archie?
Chicky Pee-wee.
Who was in Scooby-Doo? There was
Shaggy?
Kind of,
huh? Shaggy?
Wasn't there like
Maggie,
Selma?
Yeah, they probably thought up you know, they probably had the name Maggie, and then they're like, yeah, this should probably be like a really librarian-type girl. Because wasn't she kind of like...
A librarian-type girl.
Yeah, character. Yeah. She wasn't... I don't think she was like a real vixen or anything. She was kind of like a...
Nerd
or something, wasn't she?
A dork. A dork.
A dork, yeah.
Made her hot. Hey, so what did they do in the pilot, Warren? Like, were they just playing with this pile of shit or what?
No, pile of shit helped solve the mystery.
Did the pile of shit have a weird voice?
Yeah, it was kind of like...
And they drove around in a van with a pile of shit.
Yeah, that's where the audience is lost. They're like, they were like,
this is sounding more and more like A-Team all the time.
They were like, there's no way this could happen. So they changed it to a talking dog.
Right. And that made it way more realistic.
Exactly.
Christ.
What do you think Scrappy-Doo was?
Crappy-Doo?
It's all coming together.
I guess maybe Warren is right.
Well, it's true.
Yeah. Total bullshit.
He says it with such confidence, I have to believe him.
Inventions and shit.
Inventions and shit.
So this is round three of our favorite invention segment. John and T-Bone have already stated their favorite three, and now it's my turn. So my favorite three are insect repellent, houses, and religion.
Okay. Luke, how do you feel about the insect repellent one?
I think it's a good idea. I'm an entomologist, but man, mosquitoes piss me off. That's a good invention.
It doesn't kill them. It just keeps them away from us. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, if you spray it on a mosquito, it kills them.
Okay.
And it may kill us, too.
That's a good point. Yeah, the DEET is kind of nasty stuff.
Yeah. So that's good. It's killing a lot of, you know, annoying things.
But I think it's really let us go outside more often. And that's really...
In some parts of the world.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Although you got to wonder if, like people who, before insect repellent, were they just tough as nails? They must have just...
Oh, yeah. Like, for sure, we're total wusses compared to people in the past, I think. Mm.
Of course,
we're pretty pampered.
We live three times longer.
Yeah, they all had Lyme disease and fucking malaria and shit.
Yeah,
obviously from the mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
And ticks.
Yeah. And ticks, yeah.
Does Off keep ticks away?
No.
They just mentioned Lyme disease, which you get from ticks. So.
Oh.
But yeah, okay, insect repellent, that's a good one.
That's a very good one.
Houses? I don't know.
Houses. Is that an invention? I guess it is. It's a good idea.
Like, when people decided, it's kind of cold tonight, I think I'd like to go somewhere. That was quite revolutionary.
Yeah. You know what would be really cool is if I had something that was kind of a shelter from the elements.
Something like this cardboard box my refrigerator came in.
Yeah,
but with less pee soaking in it.
With less pee, and with maybe a large screen plasma TV on one side of it.
No.
I think that counts as a separate invention.
I need to figure out how to keep my plasma screen from getting soaked in the rain.
Oh fuck! Houses are a good idea, I guess. Once you've got the plasma screen, they're pretty much essential.
Yeah, up to that point, it's sort of optional, I guess. It's just a matter of whether you like how much you like the elements or...
Does a cave count as a house?
No.
I don't. Yeah.
Because that's not really an invention.
You certainly couldn't have invented that.
No.
Unless you put a door on it. like the
they
hobbits.
Figured out a way to invent caves outdoors. Out in the open. On the prairie.
It's not really in the open if it's a fucking cave.
And no, on the prairies? What are you talking
it's
about?
It's like a convert. It's like a house.
A house is a
fucking
is
never
a modern,
seen a. Oh, it's a modern cave. Okay.
It's a modern version of the cave. That's what I'm saying. Out on the prairies, on the flat. We need a cave right here. Let's build one. And that's what the house became.
I think that's true.
Okay.
I like it.
Hats off to the prairies.
Good invention, Warren. Well done.
I don't think he invented the fucking house.
I'll take credit. Let's just leave it at that.
Good.
And religion, hey?
Religion, yeah.
Great invention.
Certainly a moneymaker.
Oh, yes.
Really? I guess there's a lot of money. But
the reason that I like it so much is because it makes people of questionable ethics behave.
You think?
I think it helps. It kind of
gives...
There's
a quotation. There's a quotation that would argue against this, which is... I forget who said this. It's a clever motherfucker, anyway. He said, there will always be good people who do good things and evil people who do evil things, but to get good people to do evil things, you need religion.
Hmm. Well,
interesting.
But the people on the fence, I think it pushes them to the good.
It depends what the religion's telling you, doesn't it?
Well, most religions, you know, the point of them is something good.
You think?
Yes.
I dispute that.
You don't think?
No, I don't. I think the point of religion is not to make people do good things, but to achieve social cohesion.
Well, that's good, too.
So, well, maybe, or maybe not. I think the ethical questions, the good and the bad, is a separate question from the social function of religion, which may be, in many cases, to actually put people underfoot, to maintain the social order so that a few people have lots of power and can actually oppress the majority. That's not a good thing as far as I'm concerned.
It could be worse.
So you feel that it's...
It's that... okay. I'm sure there's other ways to achieve social cohesion, everyone doing good, but what we came up with was religion, and I think it's a pretty good invention. Sure, there's flaws,
I agree.
But kudos to religion. Well, you've reached the end of John's scrotum.
Jesus.
My nicely tanned scrotum.
Is
no, wait,
shorn?
That was Warren's.
Is it shorn if it's nicely tanned?
Shorn?
Shorn.
Oh, fuck. Please email us at maskedman@limitedappeal.net.
Yeah. Or visit our website, www.limitedappeal.net.
Or our MySpace page, myspace.com/limitedappeal.
Alrighty then, fuck you guys, I'm out of here.
In case you're expecting something.
Uh-oh.
This is what you get.
Bye now.
Toodaloo.
Bye.
Green corn.
Green corn.
Just throws that out there.
Oh, fuck.